mobile. KN4 TFW.
Morning, how you doing?
Prompt day and yourself?
Yeah, I got the old apartment behind me now, so I'm on the downhill side, so I'm doing good.
At least you got that, now you can get cooled back off, right? Old time newspaper bag you throw over your shoulder to keep all the newspapers in?
Like it used to be. Today's paper, Wednesday paper, is more like what the Monday paper used to be like 10 years ago.
Take the paper. It must have been 20 years ago, but we don't get it anymore.
The Sunday paper's so small, I'm ashamed to deliver it. I feel like I'm robbing the people.
Right, you can get the same news on the internet just in a little bit, and they just want to charge you outrageous.
They want everybody to go to the internet because they can get a lot more stories and stuff on the internet and for about half the price, and they don't have to print any papers or pay anybody.
Not much in the paper that ain't already been on the news, really.
News, you already know what's going to be in the paper for the next day.
The gasoline went up 27 cents overnight.
Since that hurricane that went in and hit Alabama and parts of Louisiana. Remember, right, this is the time of year they start making heating fuel.
Right about that. Doing two ponds in the backyard when I got home yesterday.
Hey, dude, right there. Little groceries. Eventually, you'll be able to live.
Every day this week, I've traveled down Wade Hampton Boulevard next to one of them concrete pump trucks. And I don't know what kind of motor they have in those things, but that sucker doesn't lose any speed, and he takes off fast.
They have a turbo sitting on top of that engine.
You know, usually you go around them because they're slow, but man, he'll stay right up with you.
Throw it in it. Still sounding scratchy.
It's real good, and then sometimes I barely can copy it.
You there? Yeah, I'm in.
Good.
Subdivision's got a lot of dips in it, and that might be it. Thing over yesterday, and it seemed to be in proper order, so I don't know what it could be if it's not location.
Yeah, location, but it wasn't that way, you know, months ago.
Keep a check on it and see what I find.
Maybe partly me, you know what I mean? I'm traveling a new way.
Possible. Just as long as we get to talk, that's all that matters, I reckon. A little scratchy or not.
Yeah, I heard that. I need to move my antenna down to a mount off the side of the hood or something and that and get it from... I've twanged a couple of trees here lately.
Twang about 3 or 4 trees every night with that big old... Steel whip I got. Gonna do your outages, I call it.
17th of next month for about 10 days.
You hopping.
On that, but I've been steady ordering in parts for it.
And that, they are gonna keep you busy.
And steel and grating and put in a new floor and some valves, a bunch of piping.
Upgrade.
Extra vacuum pump in one of the plants for I don't know, some product that they're going to be making. It may just be like a backup one.
Not too rough on you, KN4 and 8 Friday.
It remain to be seen, KN4 TFW.
I worked in the textile plant. When I was going to school, I always hated the 4th of July because that's when we did all our heavy maintenance.
If they do any around the holidays like that, they like to let everybody have off for the holidays. And that, so, you know, 2 out of the 3 plants will be shut down for that week.
I'm working the week of the 4th because I got double time. So I had a real nice paycheck to go on vacation after that.
Yeah, speaking of nice paychecks and that, you know, my old paycheck was direct deposit. I never looked at it. So they contacted me the other day. They overpaid me.
That would be a bummer.
Someone told them, just tell me how much I owe.
Whole lot.
Maybe about 50 hours over.
I can say is ouch.
Every morning at 6 o'clock thing.
Must be. I do those classes for the extra class online. Is there going to be a fee for that or what?
No, there ain't. There's never been a fee. And that, but I know they had, you know, their class was filling up, but I'm sure that they're going to broadcast it live, and you'll at least be able to pick it up on YouTube. I may start looking at it. I think they start on the 6th.
Wondering if they have changed the questions, because the ARRL site hasn't changed the questions at all.
Supposed to. And that, it looks like, I think last time I looked, there was like about 100 less questions in the pool. And then a bunch of them had changed, you know what I mean, and switched over to some digital questions.
Need to get those updates and those changes and stuff. I don't know why it had changed.
You said the radio is supposed to work real good, right?
I'll find out when I get home.
You let me know.
But you know, Equinox is supposed to be today. And that's one thing that's supposed to start changing for the better. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
It posted yesterday afternoon, they 10 meters was open to Puerto Rico. It got Pennsylvania to Puerto Rico on 10 meters.
My very first contact on my very first radio was a 10-meter mobile. And my first contact was a guy down in Puerto Rico. Jam up a 10-meter antenna, and I gave it to Mike. And he was going to put it up and run it. I don't know if he ever did or not. If you know anybody that needs a 40-meter antenna, I've got one. I'll bequeath them. I took it down. I don't need it. I'd like for it to be somebody just getting into the hobby.
Buddy, I'll let you know.
I did it, and Elmer helped me, so I'm going to do the same.
Well, he helped me.
Take care of a good friend.
Appreciate it.
If you want that little radio check 2-meter mobile to see what you can do with it, you're more than welcome to it.
From you the next time we're together, KN4 TFW.
When they see Friday. Well, just let me know. Mike and Tim a couple of times on it, sitting there in the living room. He's using a mobile antenna. SWR meter, dude.
got a small one. I think it'll do 2 meters. And that is just a little cheap one just that I used to, you know, make sure this radio was all right. But it was good when I hooked it up.
If you want to bar it to set that radio up when you get it. One customer's visitor parked right in the middle of the road.
In our subdivision, they'll park on the side of the road, but they'll park directly across from somebody else's driveway, and it makes it a bear to get in and out.
Even legally parked, state law states you have to have at least 2 wheels off the edge of the road before you can do that. They won't do that. I mean, they block in the lane of traffic completely.
The road is only wide enough for, you know, 2 cars, and somebody will have a party and there'll be 15 cars parked on the side of the road and around the curve, and so it just makes it kind of inconvenient sometimes.
Truck have to go in there, they'll clean it out.
About ready to get to the house. I'm about ready to roll up here.
We got about 40 more minutes. Of course, today's Wednesday. Truck was late as always.
73, enjoyed it this morning, and hope to catch you in the morning. Hope you have an awesome day, and maybe you can make some good long distance contacts this morning and spread that distance between me and you. KN4TFW.
Catch me. I see that coming, but I'm glad you made it in safe. Don't work hard, and be careful on the way home, and hopefully catch you in the morning. KN4NAT will be clear, sending 73s your way.